is Linda Woodruff saying to all you competing European countries artists out there, welcome to the 61st Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, where you can all be heroes of your time.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3 with me, Kieran Sussiot.
Hello, this is Ovidiu Anton from Romania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Moment of Silence. Enjoy.
We stand on the edge. They want us to break. They want us to fall. 'Cause power's at stake, they parade. Laughing at us as we fade. With blood on their hands, enjoying the feast. The cross on the wall, the eyes of the beast, they parade, laughing at us as we fade. And I just can't take anymore. This hate is burning my soul. In the darkest nights, feel the power.
Ovidiu Anton there with Moment of Silence, which was going to be the Romanian entry to the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest until Friday morning, when we got this.
Executive Supervisor Jon Ola Sand gave the following statement at the EBU's 22nd TV and Radio Assembly in Basel.
It is, of course, disappointing that Romania cannot participate in Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm. It's disappointing for the artist, it's disappointing for the fans and the viewers in Romania and all over Europe. But we had to stay firm on this decision, and we believe it was the right decision. And then we will have to see for 2017 and onwards how this situation develops.
Now, not only has that clip from YouTube and the Eurovision Song Contest's official YouTube channel came out, they released a statement and an article on Eurovision.tv entitled TVR, in brackets, Romania, no longer entitled to take part in Eurovision 2016. The EBU withdraws TVR from all member services following repeated non-payment of debts. The EBU has withdrawn member services of the Romanian public service broadcaster, TVR, following non-payment of debts totaling into 16 million Swiss francs, which is about 11 million pounds for British listeners. TVR will now no longer be able to participate in the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest and will lose access to other EBU member services, including the Eurovision News and sports news exchanges, the right to broadcast specific sporting events like the Olympics, legal, technical and research expertise, and lobbying services. Now, this is quite a bit of a shock. Now, it's only 2 weeks. Now, we're almost 2 weeks to the start of the rehearsals and the delegations descending on Stockholm, Sweden for the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. And all of a sudden, Romania have been pulled out because of their debts. Now, apparently... Apparently, they haven't been playing their Eurovision participation fee for ages now. And the problem that we have now, really, is the fact that poor Ovidio Anton, I feel like, has been really mishandled and mistreated. Why didn't the EBU say... back in October, November, December, not for Romania cannot participate in the Eurovision Song Contest. And all of a sudden, poor Ovidio is in the middle of all of this, and he is not now going to have the chance to perform in Stockholm. Now, we hope there is a petition going around that he does at least perform in the semi-finals in some respect. Maybe as an interval act or as an opener, I don't know, whatever. But, I just hope at least he is going to get some type of compensation out of this. If not from the EBU, from TVR, who have done this. But a poor Ovidio. Now, I must admit, on a personal note, if Mihai ended up winning the Romanian national final with Paradiso, and this happened, I would be even more upset. Because that's just the guy I am. Very sad, very sad. But never mind. We're going to just have to move on. But stay tuned to escbuzz.com, escbuzz.com, for the latest news coming across Europe and all of the Eurovision websites. Now, we're going to have to roll on with the show, and I'd love to play you this song, which came... second last in the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2012. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. This is Slovenia. Amazing. Eva Boto with Valjame. A fantastic Balkan ballad. Oh, gives me chills.
Penim iz klovin čas nebo, rišem sonce preko san lezan, mičem luč u njegove since, kislo vojemljajo, prespomina zvuknja mi ometlani. Da oteče bit se časa Verjamem da znova ujela se bova In čiraj za zmira se vrne z reko lučin di glass, poi a morro ben dar casa mi ne bo, zitter bini sa sta.
Yes.
Eurovision aficionados will know exactly what that is. That's Leon with Lunar Planet. That was going to be the German entry for the 96 Eurovision, but they had some type of strange, weird pre-radio audio semi-final, and Germany never qualified. And this is before the Big Five was created. France, the United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, and Germany. Yes, the following year, those five countries could stay in the Eurovision Song Contest through hell and high water because they put far too much money into the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, they keep it going. Put it that way. They're the WD-40 of the Eurovision Song Contest world. Yes. So, yes, we're going to continue with a little bit of the classics at the moment, as we've been from the 90s, a huge dance track, and now we're going to head over to 2007 Eurovision Song Contest, and I'm going to play you a remix of a 2007 Eurovision Song Contest entry that actually represented Norway, but never qualified out of the semi-finals. In that semi-final in 2008, they had like 28 countries, and it felt never-ending, that semi-final. It's ridiculous. But that was the time and point where all Eastern European countries in that semi-final practically qualified, and there was no Western countries, including Attilio Rombley, who represented the Netherlands that year. She came fourth in 98, amazing tune, and in 2007 as well, on Top of the World, and she didn't do very well at all. Very shocking. But we're going to hear the Norwegian entry. It's the remix from Giri Shayek, and it's Vibala Comigo. And the funny thing is that she looks like my Auntie Margaret.
I want to dance is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici, à la recherche du paradis. Dans un pays, loin d'ici, on chante.
Hello, this is Dean.
Anna Galau.
And we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Ljubavje, začarani krug, svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavner, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Heavy waters try to break you, you will be singing for life. When you feel like your world is falling down and darkness has taken your sight, there's no need to be carrying a frown. I'll help you sing it out tonight. Sing it away, all my troubles away. Sing it away, never make me fade away. Sing it away.
Sanja, we sing it away for Finland, the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. I think it might be Sanja. Yes, I might have got my, you know, pronunciations incorrectly there. But Finnish isn't my strongest point. Uva ilta to all of our Finnish listeners, by the way. Yes, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tutier. Yeah, Kieran Tutier, if you're an English speaker. Yes, I'll let you off with that. We are now going to have Rob's random requests.
And for many regular listeners, I was about to say viewers, but we're not television, are we? If only one day, maybe, you'll see. Right, my other half picks a year out of random, and he'll pick a country out of random, and we get basically go and see what we end up getting. We've had a bit of duds, haven't we? We had Moldova 2008 the other week, and it's dreadful. And then we had Albania 2005 last week with Tomorrow Og I Go. But sometimes things don't happen. Like last week initially, Rob picked Albania 2000. That doesn't work, does it? No, because they debuted in 2004. But never mind. Right, so this week Rob picked France, La France, 1960. And shockingly, it's their winner. Wow. So, we're going to head over to the BBC Television Studios where they actually won the show. Or was it in the Festival Hall? Oh, I should really do my research. But it was in London anyway. Jacqueline Boyer with the amazing song Tom Pilibi. And this is going to get stuck in your head for the rest of the night. This is France's winner in 1960 as part of Rob's Random Request for this week.
Tom Pilibi a deux châteaux, le premier en Écosse. Tom Pilibi a deux châteaux, l'autre au Monténégro. Il a aussi de grands vaisseaux qui vont au bout du monde chercher des or et des coraux et les plus beaux joyaux. Il a la chance, Tom Pilibi. Et moi je pense que je suis son ami. Il est si riche que j'ai l'envie. Il est si riche, sacré Tom Pilibi. Tom Pilibi a de secrets qu'il ne livre à personne. Tom Pilibi a de secrets, moi seul je les connais. La fille du roi lui sourit et l'attend dans sa chambre. La fille du roi lui sourit.
Tom Pilibi from Jacqueline Boyer. That won the Eurovision Song Contest 1960 for La France. Oui, c'est très bon. Oui. Okay, it's now time for this. It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday the 24th of April 2016 here on Forest FM. Now, as we said earlier on the show, TVR, the Romanian national broadcaster, has been removed from the European Broadcasting Union, and therefore they are now no longer able to compete at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. Now, the Irish representative at this year's Eurovision, Nicky Byrne, is to release his first solo album on May the 13th, a day before the final, the 61st Eurovision Song Contest. The album is titled Sunlight and contains the song that he will be representing Ireland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The album has been in the works for a number of months and is the first album the singer has released since leaving Westlife. Yes. The stage at this year's Eurovision Song Contest is finally completed, SVT have revealed, and the show's producer, Christa Bjorkman, has reported that the stage is now ready to go and that the team are thankfully running on time. He's also claimed that there is an amazing energy in the Globen right now, that the stage is complete. I bet so indeed. Now, this is quite interesting. According to the website dn.se, there will be singing titles that will be installed in 5 tunnels throughout Stockholm city centre. As drivers pass through the tunnels, they will hear Loreen's Euphoria and Måns Zelmerlöw's Heroes. And you can hear these Eurovision winners throughout the tunnels, through many of the different tunnels. I can't pronounce all of these Swedish tunnels. It's very confusing. And finally, the United Kingdom's representatives Joe and Jake want your selfies to go in their performance backdrop for this year's Eurovision. For more details, go to bbc.co.uk/Eurovision. Ooh, I feel like Dermot O'Leary all of a sudden. Only because of, you know, X Factor and when they used to do Slash. Or was that Anton Deck? I can't remember. Most ITV things just blend into one for me. Anyways, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tussiott, and you're listening to Forest FM right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on 92.3 FM. Listening to us live via the TuneIn Radio app and via our website, www.forestfm.co.uk.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tussiott. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui, em 92.3. Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
We're on a schooner off the coast of Newfoundland where we hope to see something incredible. Oh, and there they are now, noble and majestic. Look, Canadian fans of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada Calling. Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Hello, this is Daobob from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
I'm going nowhere and I'm going fast. I should find a place to go and rest. I should find a place to lay my head tonight. Start.
Mr. Can you help me? 'Cause it seems I've been led astray. I keep searching for an answer for a
Dowie Bobby there. Dow Bob from the Netherlands at 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. That is his song Slow Down. And I'm really thinking top five in the grand final for that. That's just lovely, beautiful. He's so charismatic. Oh, my charismatic? What am I on about? I apologise, yes. But wow, what a great song. What a great song. And I think he's going to do rather well. I sincerely hope so. Now, as I forgot to mention actually in the news, and I've just had a quick check, Portugal have confirmed that they are definitely going to be back next year. Yay! I'm not so sure if I covered that last week, but wow, I'm so happy for them. And I want to celebrate by playing a Portuguese song at this week's show. And why not play one of my favourites of theirs from 2001. It's MTM, and we're going to play the English version of So Oh So Sai Fifaliza Sim. Again, I'm trying very hard not to sing, but this is their English version of It's the Only Way. Enjoy this one.
But I can't be sure when this feeling started between me and you. From the beginning, we were two of kind, our souls linked together forever in time. How love is magic that was born of the stars. A bow so electric, it could take us so far. Best desire, almost out of control. Feels like a fire tearing through my soul. So you should know it's the only way. Yeah. It's just something we need to say. I'm sure it's worth it now and every day. Shout it loud. It needs to be said. Our love is magic that was born of the stars. A bow so electric, it could take us so far. The deepest desire, almost out of control. Feels like a fire tearing through my soul. So you should know it's the only.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Every nightingale that bursts into a song, and the melodies for which I always long, cannot be compared to your voice, can't unlock my heart's domain. Paling as the sun does to the rain. If an interlude can blossom to romance, when our eyes had met one evening, if by chance, then love's tear becomes a jewel on your lips.
lips a solitaire, glistening in the morning. As a wounding form, I've embraced until it hurts on every morn. Cannot change the you who's in me, even when the shadows fall. And it's music when I hear your call. If you believe that time. That passion's flower makes a king of the man who chase the winds for his lover. Then I shall live once again. If you believe that tides can turn and willows sing, if you believe that passion's flower makes a king of the man.
Oh, there's something random for you. Mary Spiteri there with If You Believe. That was from the Maltese national final. Actually, the semi-final was in 2008. She tried to represent Malta again in Belgrade in Serbia, and she failed with two songs that she had in the semis. She had a last encore and this song, When You Believe. And sadly, both of them never made it through to the finals that year. And I was quite sad, actually, because I loved Mary Spiteri in 92. I think she's my rightful winner, or at least my personal winner of the 92 Eurovision Song Contest with Little Child. That is, you know, Linda Martin with Why Me won for Ireland in 1992 to start off their trifecta of Eurovision wins. And sadly, the United Kingdom's Michael Ball came second. But second isn't to be sniffed at. But he wasn't best pleased that he only came second. Never mind. Right. It's time to head over to this, my favourite segment of the evening. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and all this month of April, we are dedicating it, mostly at least, to Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest, and here's one of my faves of them, and I really do like this one, and it's so sweet. It's from Marie Bergman and Roger Penter, who represented Sweden at 94 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Stjärna, which means the stars. Sweden, 1994. Part of the Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Se har du vaknat för att ge mig av din härlighet, eller försvinner du någonstans i ett regn där dina tårar blir en spegel av den ensamhet som jag känner nu. Men om du ger mig av din ljus stannar dagen kvar tills morgonen tänder. Stjärnorna
The amazing Roger Penter and Marie Bergman with Chardiana, Sweden, 1994, here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Oh, yes.
Hello, this is Varey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Say Yay. Hope you like it. See you in Stockholm.
Hello, hello, Mr. Fighter. Look, there we go again. Go get us all for say. They never wallow in their fate.
More than 1,000 miles until the end. We're never gonna know what lies ahead. We only got today to learn from our yesterday. I feel like
we're meant to play.
My whole life
going all the way.
I'm still alive.
We're torn away from broken mirrors.
I feel like
we're meant to say.
Come on and raise your voice and cry. You are the one who
Viva España! Bare with Say Yay. That's the Spanish entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, wasn't that good? Oh, very, very, very good indeed. Yes. Right. Well, just to confirm with you, over the next week or so, even next week or the week after, we're going to be doing a Swedish retrospective look back at their history at the Eurovision Song Contest. And as also, we'll have our final show where we'll be playing a majority of Eurovision 2016 entries to get you all in the mood, ready for the semi-finals that take place on Tuesday the 10th of May in the Globen Arena in Stockholm, Sweden. And then also the second semi-final takes place on Thursday the 12th of May in the Globen as well, of course, in Stockholm, Sweden. And then not forgetting the big Saturday night show on Saturday the 14th of May. We'll be live here in the United Kingdom on BBC One, commentary by Terry Wogan. So, Terry Wogan, no, Graham Norton. Oh my goodness me. I do have blonde hair. You can tell, can't you? Okay, but the semi-finals, that's habit that was. The semi-finals will be commentated by the lovely Scott Mills and also Mel Goodrich. And everybody knows Mel from, yes, the Great British Bake Off. So it's going to be barrels of fun. And if you can't check it on the television and you're watching it, well, you're listening to it on BBC Radio 2, you'll have the wonderful and always talented Ken Bruce commentating on the grand final on the Saturday night. So let's move on to our final song, and sadly to the fact that Romania cannot compete at this year's Eurovision Song Contest because they're in debt with the EBU of about £11 million, which is quite a lot, of course. I'm going to play you last year's Romanian entry, which was in my top three of entries of last year's Eurovision Song Contest, and I absolutely loved it. It's Delicapat all over again from Voltage, Romania 2015.
Cântec de-ar fi viața mea, vesel, trist, tot l-aș cânta. Nu aș rata nicio notă. Râu de-ar fi, l-aș înnota, până la mare l-aș urma. Nu m-aș opri niciodată, știi că viața n-are buton de rewind, să poți să întorci ce-ai pierdut. Nu poți nici să pui pe pauză când nu știi ce-i de făcut. Dacă mâine noaptea n-ar mai
and I will turn to dust. You'll be start all over again. Se posso io della capa.
Well, sadly, that's another episode of the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you so much for joining me, Kieran Tutty, for this show. I really do hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you can join us next Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. Keep in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And follow us on Facebook by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And for all the latest up-to-the-minute news of the Eurovision Song Contest, then do head over to escbuzz.com. They'll have all of the amazing Eurovision news websites there, all nicely compact in one website for you. But that's it for me, Kieran Tutty. Thank you very much once again, and I wish you a very nice day. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and see you soon.
This is Linda Woodruff saying to all you competing European countries artists out there, welcome to the 61st Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, where you can all be heroes of your time.